You know, I don't think anybody's surprised as to how this game went. We kind of fully expected a day like today where both defenses were going to basically dominate the game. It's a great example of knowing that this game is 60 minutes long. It's a great drive by Kerry. Great throws, catches, and when we needed it, now we got the touchdown to put the game away. So, they are a very, very physical, talented team. I was very impressed with their run game, their commitment to what they're doing. Their numbers leading up to this game, did not surprise anybody. It certainly didn't surprise us with time of possession and the commitment to the run and those kind of things. So, overall, I'm pleased with with the win, that we found a way to win at the end, and we're going to need to take advantage of this bye week to rest up. We've got some people banged up. Our defensive line's pretty banged up, and I don't have any information for you right now. We'll do some tests, but Kyle did not return. Tony tried to return. Could not finish. We were down to our last four there until Albert came back in. But, we made the plays that we need to make the plays to win the game, and we'll take advantage of the bye week and move on. Questions.
Is this improbable of a win as you can remember? I mean, in this hostile environment against that defense coming back?
We talked. We anticipated this kind of game. I mean, all week. We knew it was going to be physical. We knew there weren't going to be a whole lot of plays to be made against their defense, but, we made them when we needed. We knew that, the run game against their defense was going to be, it's going to be hard. And we also knew they were going to commit to it. And, as long as they kept commit to it, we felt like we had a chance.
What did you do or say to the defense after the touchdown drive to get them to regain their composure?
I just calmed them down. That's all.
Jeff, you've been around a lot of Ravens Titans games over the years. Did this remind you of some of the games?
It does. We watching the tape early in the week and watching their defense and the success that they had and the way they played Pittsburgh, there's no question, it was going to be a game that was reminiscent of some of the games we had.
Kerry show his composure, I guess. It's a tough start to be able to finish like you did.
We're moving the ball in the first drive and the ball's tipped, and, he overcame that one and, he tried to make a play down the field. They made a good play, and he just stayed with it. He trusted Mike, and they talked throughout the game, and he knew that there were some things to take advantage of, and, he gave the guys a chance to make plays, and they did.
Chuck, how do you manage a defensive game like this? Is it just a matter of trying to wait it out to the last possession, or do you have to kind of...
Well, you if you're going to give up some plays, you've got to settle from the standpoint of a field goal's a win for you if they get down there. You just can't give up the touchdowns. And, we lost our poise and have a couple penalties and allowed them to get in. But we knew we were going to need to score a touchdown at some point during this game. We were going to need to get one to have a chance to win.
What happened with Coleman and Keith?
They're trying to settle each other down, that's all. And both of them are very, very competitive, and they have high expectations. And oftentimes on the field, sometimes players don't, that they misunderstand some things that happen. And, one's trying to do one thing, the other's trying to calm them down. And one guy says, hey, settle down. And the other one says, I'm okay. And then don't tell me to settle down. I'm okay. And then it goes. But they're fine. They're.
What kind of things did you say to them? I mean, because it clearly seemed like you were slipping away there. You kind of regroup everyone.
We just, if anybody had a camera there, you can find some footage. But, you just got to calm down.
Jeff, do you expect the penalties like that, the way they happen? And, I mean, they had their share, too, but in a game like this?
No, you don't. In a field position game, 15-yard penalties, they're huge field position changes. And, the only good side about it is that they work both ways. That was a huge play in the last drive. And they had two penalties, one with 12 guys on the field. So, 5 yards, it's a big 5 yards for us.
You've been saying that it's only a matter of time for Algie until he starts making plays in the offense. He picked a pretty opportune time.
That was great. Yeah, it was a great call. He runs that route very well. And, we had a good feel that was going to be there.
Lindell going vertically, and then Brandon Jones stepped up and made, I think, two or three.
They were kind of anticipating the run and the pass and the run, and we just kind of opened it up and just threw it, got them on their heels. I don't know how healthy Ed is right now. He's playing hard with a sore shoulder, and I think a healthy Ed may have made that play that Brandon made.
Jeff,
Coach, if we had said, hey, going into the bye week, it'd be 5-0 in the set.
You know, we're going to use the bye week to heal up, rest up, and help to improve some of the younger players and get ready to try to win the sixth game.
You went pretty much up.
You thought we were crazy for 5-0?
I don't think any of you guys thought we were going to be 5-0 at the bye week. I did, but you guys didn't.
Hey, Jeff, when Flacco rolls right, do the defensive backs do anything differently to react to the ball?
He's got very good mobility and can escape. And, you know, I think he'd like to have a couple of those throws back. But if we were going to let him escape, we were hoping to, you know, force him to escape to the left. But, you know, he just gained ground and got out and bought time.
You went pretty much exclusively with Chris. Did Glendale's shoulder bond a little bit?
No, it was just we had to attack the edge. That's all. It had nothing to do with Glendale. I mean, I think he'll benefit from the rest this week and can come back and get in the rotation.
Mason, a little bit of an irritant. It seems like you're not too happy with him. Was he directing some stuff towards your sideline at some point?
Well, when you say things to the opposing bench, basically it's taunting. Yeah. And it wasn't called, but I was a little disappointed in the first penalty. You know, I mean, Chris, from what I've been told, he took two shots and pushed somebody and got penalized for it. But, you know, they're never going to see the first one or second. It's always the retaliation that gets called.
Are you surprised Mason venting like that to your sideline, or is that for understanding?
No, Mason's a competitor. Mm-hmm. No, he used to do that to me when he played for us. So, no, he's fine. He played really well.
Anything else? Thanks, Coach.